This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Many, many California destinations and venues will reopen tomorrow. That's under phase three of the return after the COVID-19 shutdown began. This includes some Tahoe area ski resorts, which had to close before the snow was melted. So they are so excited to welcome hikers and bikers and in limited capacity, even hotel guests. On the phone with an uplift from the Sierra is Sam Kikeffer. He is operations manager of Alpenglow Expeditions. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you, Beth?
I'm good. Where are you right now? Tell me about the scenery around you, and then what's Alpenglow?
Yeah, so I'm standing here in the village at Squaw Valley. It's a little bit quiet today, but as of tomorrow, the village will be reopening, and it will be much busier here. It's a beautiful, sunny day here in Tahoe, so excited to get outside and do some adventuring. Alpenglow Expeditions is a mountain guide company. We're located here in the village, and we do everything from climbing here in Squaw Valley to climbing internationally up to the heights of Mount Everest. Currently, we're operating our Via Ferrata, which is a fixed, protected hiking and climbing experience on the iconic tram face at Squaw Valley. We've been operating, reopened for about 3 weeks now, and we're just excited to get people in the outdoors and in wild open spaces and kind of return to our operations here this summer.
What kind of modifications are happening in the open spaces? And Squaw Valley has a gondola, so that's a little different situation. But what are the changes people might experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, the big change is the use of masks. Even in the outdoors, it's important to, you know, maintain physical distancing. And when that's not possible, you know, have a mask at the ready and be able to use that mask. I think, you know, personal protective equipment is going to be really important this entire summer as we navigate the new changes that have been brought about by coronavirus. The tram here at Squaw Valley is not open currently. It will not be opening tomorrow. But I do know the folks at Squaw Valley are working hard to, you know, open as much as possible and continue to increase their activities and offerings throughout the summer. But I think, yeah, you know, getting in the outdoors is a really great opportunity for people to kind of find some sense of normalcy.
Do you know how much of the Tahoe area at large is reopening tomorrow in terms of these kinds of activities and then the continued openings perhaps over the weekend and into next week?
You know, I don't know exactly, but I certainly can tell you that we've seen over the past week or so kind of just a slow increase in business. And you see people in their businesses that are closed preparing, you know, getting their things ready so that they can reopen this weekend. And I think that reopening will continue and it will increase exponentially as we, you know, pass through the summer.
All right. Then in the area around you, are hiking and biking trails fully accessible now? And what about pools or hot tubs? Squaw Valley, for example, has that high camp area.
Yeah, so the high camp facilities at Squaw Valley, as well as their hot tubs in the village at Squaw Valley, will remain closed, at least to start out. I can tell you the hiking and biking trails are clear. There are still a few snow patches at the higher elevations, but it's a great opportunity to get out and explore some trails, both on a bike or on your feet, that you may not have explored previously. There's some beautiful trails here, and kind of getting a little bit farther than you may have prior is a great chance to continue to explore the area.
Sam, let's go back to the end of this last season when there was so much snow still on the ground, and then there were a few big snowstorms that came. But by then, everything was shut down, and people who depended on jobs and income and economy there had already had to go home for safety reasons. How tough was that time of year for everybody?
You know, I think it was really tough. It was so fast. We went from, you know, fully operational one day to completely closed and shut down the next. At Alpenglow Expeditions, we operate guided backcountry skiing tours, and we saw a huge increase in interest when the ski resorts did shut down, but we were actually closing as well. So it was certainly an impact. And you know, the resorts in the area are kind of the anchor for our local community and the businesses in our community, and they draw people in and support the local community of businesses. And so it certainly impacted everyone from the large resorts to the small mom-and-pop shops here in the area. Definitely a big impact, but I think it shows the strength of our community. Everyone kind of bonded together and did what was needed to kind of pass through that tough time.
Can you describe this in any numbers or stories, how the number of visitors has dropped or what the economic impact was to your business or other businesses that you're more closely aware of?
Yeah, I can't speak in exact numbers, but, you know, we went from a fully operational normal winter to completely closed with zero visitors for quite a long time, you know, at least 6 to 8 weeks. And then things have slowly started to ramp back up. But certainly, you know, the Tahoe area is rooted in tourism, and having no tourists for nearly 3 months now is certainly a dramatic impact to the economy.
I'm going to tell people to take a look at the website for some pictures. You sent us some amazing photos. Have you had an adventure over the last week or two that was really remarkable? Of course, right now, getting into the outdoors seems so exciting to anybody. But tell me about a place you've been, something you saw.
Yeah, so I've actually been guiding a few groups on our Tahoe Via Ferrata here at Squaw Valley. And it's a really cool way to explore this very large piece of rock terrain that is previously inaccessible. And we get to bring people with no climbing experience, no technical rock climbing experience, and even limited hiking experience up this phenomenal rock face and see the village of Squaw Valley from a completely different perspective. And you know, for me, I get to climb it quite regularly, so it's not necessarily new. But to see the look on people's faces as they're climbing and the joy that it brings them, and maybe even a little bit of fear. It's such a great experience to share with people. And I truly, you know, I think it's an incredible opportunity for myself to be able to share the outdoors in such a different piece of terrain with folks.
A little bit of fear, Sam, just in hearing you describe it, I'm just calming my stomach, even though I love those places outside too. All right, let's wrap this up. But again, I'd like your view on the importance of health awareness. Let's talk about masks, sanitizers, anything else that's really important to know wherever you're going outside now?
Yeah, you know, I think every business here in Tahoe is doing everything they can to open up in a manner that, you know, is approved by local and state guidelines. And, you know, we want to continue to increase our open options here in Tahoe. And that is not only going to, you know, result be as a result of what the businesses are doing, but it's also how the visitors react. And as a visitor, you know, if you're abiding by local and state guidelines and if you're bringing a mask and working hard on, you know, personal health and sanitation, we'll continue to be able to reopen. And so it's a team effort here in Tahoe, and we need everyone to work together so that we can continue to reopen and continue to, you know, increase our offerings and have a great summer.
And by the way, say the word sunscreen, okay?
Absolutely. It's a sunny, hot day here, and I put my sunscreen on this morning. You know, the increased health things that we need to do are, you know, in addition to everything else that we normally do when we come outside. So sunscreen, layers, you know, check the weather in the morning. It's all important.
All right, Sam. Thanks so much. It was nice to have almost a virtual visit to Tahoe.
Well, come visit us in person soon.
Okay, stay safe up there. That's
right.
Sam Kiekheffer, Operations Manager of Alpenglow Expeditions, which is based at Squaw Valley. So wherever you're going, have a great weekend. Stay safe. We're going to post a link to the website for Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows at capradio.org/insight. But again, check in with your destination to be sure that they're open and to know what details you'll need to know to stay safe. That's Insight for today. In fact, for this week, I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Cynthia Lopez and Kyle McKinnon. Mark Jones is our technical director. Our engineer is Antonio Munez. Welcome today to Devin Cortan at the helm. Thanks to our digital team, Aram Sarkissian is our managing editor. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Tomorrow's the Cap Radio Juneteenth holiday. Take care, everyone. Thanks for joining us.